All right, we're going to move on. 21 DOT funding proposals. We have Adam here. Welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. My name's Adam Kloss. I'm the Planning and Development Administrator for the Parks Division. And I'm here today to give a brief summary of our DOT collector roads. I want to start off, next slide please, with a little bit of history of this program. We've had a partnership with DOT for several decades on improving road services across the state and through cooperative agreements with local government agencies and as well as our interior park roads. In the early mid-2000s, we had approximately $2 million of funding that we utilized from DOT to help us kind of supplement our budget with making improvements across the state on our park roads. That funding was cut down to approximately $500,000 and later in that decade, and we were at that amount for several years until more recently, with the help of our department leadership in the fall of 2021, we were able to collaborate with DOT and come to a five-year agreement that we would get $2.8 million of what was referred to as DOT collector road funding to help the department work with local government agencies and our own interior collector roads that were eligible to, again, help improve road services across the state for our users. Next slide, please. I kind of want to start off with kind of a little bit of the highlights from our FY23 program. The year before, we had started the 18-mile overlay of the Wildlife Loop Road, and we were able to finish that this past year. And here's a picture from this summer with that new road surface. If anybody's been out there, it's a very quality road surface and very important road as part of the Custer State Park out there. Next slide, please. Also sticking in with Custer, we have the Black Hills Playhouse Road. That road was in definite need of repair, and with our help of our engineering staff, we came up with a solution to put a new surface on that section of road, and so that was completed last year, putting on a new hard surface with a milling and a replacement a base course to make sure that we have a great road that's sustainable for future generations to enjoy. Next slide, please. We were also able to cooperate with a local township near Lake Madison, Walker's Point Recreation Area. There's a short section of road that is a mutual beneficial road that one goes into our park entrance, but also leads to some private development areas there. And so we were able to collaborate with Lakeview Township on a project to put a new hard surface on that road. Next slide, please. And some of the other projects that were completed in FY23, an ever-increasing popular request from our local government agencies has been with doing mag water for dust control. We're seeing a big increase on some of our gravel roads that we're hearing a lot of complaints from both our users and with local government agencies from their folks, local residents, about dust control. And so we've had an increase in that request, and we try to accommodate those requests when they come in from those agencies. Asphalt surface treatment repairs. Our agency has kind of a 5 to 6 year rotational cycle that we take care of asphalt surface treatments. And each local government, township or county kind of has their own way of doing things. And so we try to collaborate with those folks on trying to time it when there's other projects in the area to try to keep our costs down as much as possible. And so my team and I will work with the local government agencies and let them know when we're going to be around in our park areas doing those kinds of things, and if it's appropriate timing for the county to also maybe do their road at the same time to try to get save on some mobilization costs. And then we do have a good chunk of our roads that are still gravel, and we've got many areas across the state where funding just doesn't allow a hard surface to be there, and so between our roads and local township and county roads, there's a lot of gravel that needs to be maintained, and we're also seeing some increase in requests there to maintain, add gravel supplement to these areas, blade them, maintain them. And so just gives you a little bit of a flavor for the projects that we completed with the funding in FY23. Next slide, please. So really the last piece here is, we made a commitment to the DOT that we would bring our proposals in front of this commission body each year, just as an informational piece. And then what happens is we go in front of the DOT commission with our proposed projects for the year, and we need their approval from the DOT commission before we're able to move on. And so I want to include the list of projects that we've got in plan for FY24. I'll go through them real quickly here. In Oakwood, we have a section of road, the north-south road, that's kind of a bypass road that gets us to the park entrance, and there's a section of that road that's beyond the point of completing routine maintenance on it. And so we're planning on doing a milling and a new surface on that section of road. We've got a partnership up at Perkins County, Shade Hill. There's a connector road, county road there that we've got an agreement with the county, and they're planning on doing a mill and a new asphalt mat up there on that section of road leading towards the park. We also have Springfield recreation area. We're planning on doing a milling and a new mat on that main line road surface that leads into the park. We've got a couple different agreements down at Palisades State Park. The first is with the expansion of Palisades State Park, we're going to be having a new park entrance. And there's about a quarter mile of 256th Street, which is the east-west road on the south end of the park, that's going to lead into our new park entrance. And we're planning on having that worked on this summer, and then there'll be a hard surface put on that. And then last year, during the legislative session, House Bill 1166 was passed, and an agreement was made between us and Palisades Township to provide funding for improvements on 485th Avenue, which is the north-south road that currently serves the existing park entrance, that will then kind of, we'll go away from that being the main entrance, and we're going to end up not utilizing that entrance anymore once our new entrance is open. Continuing down the list, we've got an agreement with Custer County to do a portion of Custer County Road on Playhouse Road. Like I mentioned, in the FY23 projects, we completed the Playhouse Road, and this agreement that we have with the county is to do their section that's starting at the park boundary towards Highway 16. And then I've also got a little bit of money for Custer State Park to address some of the main secondary roads within the park. Doing some gravel supplement there. We've got several miles of gravel road within that park, and they take maintenance over the years, and there's a lot of traffic in there, and so there's some funding there. And very similar to FY23, the requests that come in for Magwater dust control, and what I've got proposed in this in the FY24 budget is doing that Bush's Landing, Ship's Canyon, Roughlock Falls, and Beer Yannick recreation areas. I do want to mention that, you know, we try to be flexible and with our townships and counties in the fact that we understand that there could be things that happen over the winter and the spring with blow-ups and things. And so I try to plan the budget in a way that we can hopefully address the concerns from townships and counties if they have something that comes up in the spring. So this list may be somewhat variable to be able to address those kinds of concerns, but again, we, my team and I really focus on being proactive with townships and counties to make sure that we're doing our diligence with this funding that we got, the agreement with the DOT, and helping them out. With that, Madam Chair, I stand by for any questions.
Any questions? Commissioner Bartley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks. Thank you, Adam. Can you tell me how often do you do the dust control in a camping season, for example? Or
the chair. Commissioner Bartling, it really depends. We allow our field staff to kind of manage that on their own as far as if there's any kind of dust control that they happen to do within the park. And I'll use Custer State Park as an example. We do a mag water treatment right before the Buffalo Roundup, for example, on a section of road to be able to accommodate that kind of thing. But when it comes to cooperative agreements with townships and counties, you know, we really try to make it in a way that is the most beneficial to our user. Mag water can be kind of reactivated with moisture, and so there's some weather conditions that might kind of make that variable. But again, you know, our main use season is is typically through May through September, and so depending on the location, we try to work with the local agencies on what's the most appropriate time, and we try to get the local governments to kind of handle those kind of things in-house themselves on lining up a contractor and whenever they can do that and apply it. But typically what we've seen is, we try to get it in that late spring time frame and hope that we get some good conditions throughout the year that can last throughout the season.
Additional questions? I wanted to ask about the FY24 proposed improvements. How will you determine which proposals rise to the top? Where will you start?
Chair. The list of FY24 proposals is the complete list that allocates the $2.8 million right now. There are additional requests that we have kind of in the hopper that didn't rise to the top, and my team and I really evaluate those on individual basis to kind of determine, where are our next priorities here to do things. And so and one of the criteria we really maybe look at is, the cooperative agreements with local townships and counties on, what they're able to put in here to try to leverage the funds the best we can to try to make the dollars stretch as much as we can, much like we do in the other case with leveraging federal funds or other things. And so what I would say is it's there's a lot of different criteria that go into it. I mean, I think we try to choose the areas that have the most impact to our users. Those happen to come to the top, and I'm just very thankful that with our leadership that we were able to come up with this funding that we can make a difference to some of these roads that were really delayed with doing some of these reconstruction projects because of the amount of funding. And so I think our users stand to benefit of getting some of these areas done, and hopefully then maintaining them with the local government agencies, and we can do that in a cycle and continue to make improvements, whether it's gravel or hard surfacing, throughout the season.
Very good, thank you. Any other questions?
Very good. Madam Chair?
Oh, yes, Commissioner White.
Yes, along with that cooperative agreement with the townships and the counties, is there a co-op financial base to that from them also, or is that just an agreement to allow us to repair that or fix that road?
Chair, maybe need a little bit more clarification on your question. I'm not sure I really understand.
I'm just going to, the cost of putting in the new grade or the lay of payment, is there a cost to the county and township to do that, or does Game Fish and Parks stand the full cost of repair on that road?
Okay, through the chair. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Yes, we look at the request on an individual basis. What we request the townships or counties to do is let us know the scope of work of what type of improvement they want to do, and let us know what kind of cost share they're willing and able to do within their budgets. And how we typically have looked at it over history is kind of based on what we feel like is a reasonable amount depending on the location. So, for example, in areas where we've got a lot of private development that use that road, we think it's more than fair that, hey, we're going to pay our fair share that, our park uses X percentage amount of the traffic and the local county or township traffic is X amount. And so we try to address the cost share on those type of things according to kind of the use base. And so we've got several areas where maybe we're predominant in the use, and there's not really any private use along there. And there are some instances where maybe do as much as 75% or more as part of the total cost for the project.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for the presentation.
Thank you.
Welcome.